so funny.
History in the making.
Everybody's so funny.
Welcome home, Columbia. Beautiful, beautiful.
Talking shit today.
And welcome back to another episode of Underdog Podcast. Man, there was a couple conversations I had with some of my close friends over the past week or so. And this is coming me off of me venting and raging and stuff because of the strikes I have received, you know, on fucking TikTok, violating their so-called community guidelines and getting strikes. And one strike I appealed and got taken away. But then the next day, I got a strike on another video. And these two videos were reply videos. So, you know, you take the comment, you make a reply video to it or whatever, that type of shit. But what got me so much about all this was the fact that they just called it bullying harassment. And it's like, but I didn't call nobody a bad name. Right? Like, because I replied to their comment. Granted, it was satirical and I was being a smart ass, but I did not directly call them a bad name as they are insulting me. So someone can insult me, but I can't defend myself. And it lets you know what type of world we live in. Because these are dangerous times. I know my accounts on social media and my podcast are being monitored. We know that they have AI programs that can do certain things like that. And not just within the company itself, but look it up. U.S. government, surprise, surprise, Department of Defense has a program. Pentagon, other branches of the military. And what my friends were telling me was like, hey, you got to be careful because you're speaking a lot of truth. And I don't think of it as much like that at times. What I think of it is I'm just trying to share as much information as possible. Lately, I've been ranting about the money being sent to Ukraine. The lack of money being sent to help out the so-called American citizens of the people in Hawaii, Maui, Luani. I don't know how people don't get outraged over that, right? I don't care if it takes an act of Congress to send more than $700. It doesn't matter. We should not be caught up in the bureaucracy of things during times of, you know, disasters. For us to keep wanting to send money to Ukraine, no, like, that doesn't bother people. Like, how much money can they spend? Or how much money can they send, rather, to Ukraine that will be a certain amount for us to be like, you know what, this is enough. Because it's starting to seem like it's not. Sorry, I had to make sure I get some water. But we are living in dangerous times because the simple act of telling the truth is blasphemy, right? Like, it's just stating something that you know is factual. Hey, we shouldn't be sending all this money to another country. Doesn't make sense. Hey, we know fires just don't burn like that. If it's natural, why did it not touch Oprah Winfrey's property? Right? Right? Oh, come on. We know these things, man. We know these things. For us to live in a time where speaking the truth, telling the facts, giving out the real information is so dangerous, where we have to watch what we do and say because we're taken down from social media. Like, I'm monetized on TikTok, and I know I fuck up my own monetization. Even in a time where I'm getting frustrated, where I don't even want to necessarily talk about a lot of stuff anymore because motherfuckers are still stupid. So it's like, that's what kills me. Like, even the fact that I'm talking about these things, motherfuckers are still dumb. They still, like, hear the shit and then go back and forth with me. I talked about Putin having an issue with the things that are going on in Ukraine, the things that NATO and the United States and their allies and that kind of Western European and North American culture, the society rather, whatever, the things that they're trying to do as they try to move in on Russian territory. As the people in those states are trying to say, hey, you know, we want to be with Russia. So what is Putin supposed to do? Right? But not even that. I seen a video on TikTok talking about bringing the baby making factories that are in Ukraine, where women go there, have babies, and that's it. And then the babies get sold off for whatever. I mean, look up the black market with it. Organ harvesting, like, these are things, like human trafficking, stuff like that. These are real things. Like, we know this. I learned this while I was in the military, while I was in the Air Force. So for this continue to be something that bothers, or that does not bother people, but something that people are not bothered by, blows my fucking mind, man. Just blows my mind. I meant to make some settings, and I'm trying to make sure I don't lose train of thought, because I don't like all that. Like, I probably hear like my throat swallowing this saliva and stuff like that. I hate noises like that. It's probably my pet peeve. Most people probably don't even fucking hear it. Just a little side note. But what gets me the most about all this is that, like, they're trying to control the flow of information, but it's almost as if people haven't already made up their choice that they don't give a fuck. So, like I said, talking about Putin in Ukraine, I made a video on TikTok, and no, I made a comment on the video on TikTok that was talking about the travesties that are happening, that were happening, and probably still are happening in Ukraine and stuff, long before the whole, you know, Russia-Ukraine war that we were seeing kind of take out place now, which is a proxy war for America and, well, those Western allies. That's why, in a sense, it's a fake war. But the video, I commented saying, oh, this is what Putin was talking about in a press conference from last year. And then other people said something of similar nature, too, talking about, like, this is what Putin is fighting, blah, blah. And someone got in the comments underneath me and was like, what are you talking about? They called me a whack job. I can't remember. I've been called different names lately over the past week, so it's all starting to jumble together who called me who. But he called me out and stuff, and I was like, he said this last year. He's like, because he was like, when? I was like, I said it last year. What was the name of the press conference? I'm like, what do you mean, what was the name of the press conference? Right? To have this kind of public discourse over technical text communications is interesting, because it's these accounts that you don't know who they actually are. There's no picture. They're anonymous. They want to be anonymous, but at the same time, they want to make sure that they say their little fucking shit. Or if they're actually, you don't even know if they're just, you know, bot programs, right? You don't know. There's just another AI, some lower version of AI, just some software. Right? We don't even fucking know. People just fucking with people just to fuck with people. But, you know, either way, other people can see what's going on. So I know I'm coming to the battlegrounds, right? Because this is what it is, right? The revolution is not televised, it's digitized. We're doing it on the internet. This is what the control of information. This is the psychological war that's going on. Like, I'm at the front lines. I'm taking place and doing and being in part of this. That's reality of it. Because in real life, I've always said these things to people in real life. So I've always talked like this to my friends and anyone around me, anyone that works with me. I always drop these little things all the time. But now on the internet, I'm able to reach out to a larger audience and across, you know, vast land masses, or land areas, whatever. So as I'm going back and forth with this person, telling me with a press conference, what's the name of it? I'm like, a press conference doesn't have a name, you know that shit. And then it was like, oh, you can't just search it up. Google is easy. And he, oh, called me mentally challenged. Like, right? I'm all these things. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I got time today. I'll prove this little motherfucker wrong. Because I knew for a fact what it was. Because I had already watched the fucking interview. The interview or the press conference, whatever you want to call it. I think it might have been like 15 minutes or something. 15, 30 minutes. I watched it on X. You know, AKA or formerly known as Twitter. What's it, AKA? I guess it's both. AKA, formerly known as. But I watched it on there. Because I always search out my information. I never just sit and watch a media outlet. Either I watch multiple media outlets or I watch multiple media outlets and constantly find other things to verify and stuff and whatnot and kind of compare notes and then form my own conclusion, which apparently the simple act of using logic is so dangerous. So speaking the truth is dangerous and thinking is dangerous. Using your logical fucking brain is dangerous in times like this. Fucking insane, even though this shit was predicted. Right? Because so the course of human nature, so the course of consciousness. Cycles, rather. But anyways, I pull up, I had it bookmarked on X, so I pulled it up, and then I seen it wasn't a full translation, or full transcript, rather, of the translation of what Putin was saying. So I kept doing a little bit more digging, which probably took all like 5 minutes, because you can search it on your web browser, wherever or whatever search engine you use. I use Brave, but you got to type in the right way. And even now with Brave, they try to suppress certain shit. So all the American search engines are most like they're going to suppress all this information. But you got to pay attention to how you type things and whatnot. Even kind of, you know, switch up your search settings and even the way are sorted out, you know, certain things. Hey, I wanted this country. And I ended up finding the media outlet, independent media outlet out of, I think it was Australia or something like that. And it gave the full translation of it. And I already had some translation of it. So I matched it up with that and stuff and other little things. So I just found a full one, compared the ones, the different translations and stuff that I found on X, and I conclude that, hey, okay, this is all going together. And in it, Putin talked about the things that are going on in Ukraine and Ukrainian people and stuff, the testing, the unethical testing, I'm paraphrasing, the unethical testing of human beings and bioweapons and shit like that, calling the Western culture, the Western, you know, nations, whatever, satanic. Oh, surprise, surprise. I proved the motherfucker wrong. I proved the motherfucker wrong. Ha ha, I was right. And what happens? Nothing. No apology, nothing. But there are times where I do go back and forth with someone like that, and I show them that factual evidence and stuff like that, and they do apologize to me. So shout out to those people. But we are in these times where you speaking the alternative truth, the facts, whatever goes against the mainstream narrative, which I still can't believe we even pay attention to mainstream shit of anything. If it's corporate back, it's shady. Why would it not be? Their goal is to make billions of dollars, not millions, billions. During these times, to say certain things like this is an act of war, bro. Call it what it is. So me to get on the podcast and talk and stuff, I have been suspended or given some type of strike on every single fucking app that I use. Facebook. A long time ago, they blocked my account for 24 hours because I said the CIA and the FBI are behind Facebook, or they monitor Facebook and stuff. And that was one that shit. This is like 2015, somewhere around there. 2016, it might be even earlier, to be honest with you. Or later, rather, right? Yeah, like 2013. Okay. But I was just, and my mom was like, hey, you know, be careful what you're saying and stuff. And I'm just like, what? Like, it's not that big of a deal, is it? Because they tell us the truth, right? Even though I'm speaking these facts and stuff, I'm speaking the truth out there. Bro, where do you think I get this shit from? The same motherfuckers that are literally telling us the lies. Like, the government will literally get on stage and tell us a lie. Whoever they put behind that fucking podium will sit there, stand there, whatever, and lie to us. But if you go read the documents, oh, it tells you what they're doing. It's like, if you read those bills, you read those actual fucking things, they tell you what they're doing. And I guess the verbiage might be tricky for some, but once you understand government speak, because me being in the Air Force for 12 years, understanding government speak and reading those AFIs, Air Force instructions, that's where I got this shit from. And then why do you think they like to call veterans crazy? And why do you think we always end up being sick and all types of stuff and our heads fucked up? Well, because if a motherfucker's paying attention, you get an inside look at how the government operates. Which really is the main reason why I joined the military. Because I wanted to know how the government operates, man. I wanted to see it firsthand. Because I had my suspicions. Everybody was motivated by 9/11. Oh, we're going to go fight Afghanistan and stuff like that. I was motivated by, you know what? I think these motherfuckers is lying. But how can I say that from the outside looking in? You don't know. But you say from the inside looking out. And then you tell everybody, like, hey, this is kind of how they operate, man. It's corporations. Think of this as we view corporations as a top-down, you know, pyramid scheme. Which is wild because the people at the top are furthest away from the actual problem. Because the problems that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's not the same problems that those people at the top, or where we want to call them in government, in the hierarchical structure that they put us in this fucking illusionary world. They are furthest away from our type of problems. But the wild part is, it's all connected because they are also the fucking reason for our problems. So they create the problem and then they give us a solution. But the solution is something that they also have already created. David Icke told us problem, reaction, solution. So even they'll sit here and give us out the internet, which DARPA created. Well, if you want to call it created, nothing's really new underneath the sun, but whatever. But this is what their network that they put together and shit, their fucking programs, right? You think it's a coincidence that all these motherfuckers have some type of association with the government? Meta? Right? Google, Alphabet, Inc., PayPal, X, Twitter, Elon Musk, Tesla network, superchargers across the nation. Come on, man. They're all connected to the government somehow, some way. Because it's just another business, another corporation that you have to do business with if you want to do certain things. So they get mad at us. Because we decide to take the technology that they put out there and the information that they put out there and tell people, hey, we know what they sat there and told you, but their document says something different. COVID. I talked about that shit so many fucking times, man. So many podcast episodes, 2020, I talked about COVID and I broke it down how they lied about that shit from day one. No, not from day one. I'm not going to say I was from day one. Others, but I know there's plenty of others that were telling that shit from day one. We're all just out there on the internet, man. Some of us have a large following. Some of us has, you know, some of us don't. Be honest with you. A person like me will never be having 1 million followers. I don't see that happening. because they will definitely shut me down on some fucking social media, even if it is TikTok. They will shut me down. They already suppressed me now anyways. And you probably hear people like, oh man, everybody thinks they're getting suppressed. It's like, well, yeah, you are. It's you. They're fucking with you, but not you, the individual. They're fucking with you because they're pointing you out because you are part of the problem, because you cannot stand out. You cannot think for yourself, because the very act of you being the individual is one of the most dangerous fucking things you can do. We are living in these times where not just you speaking the truth is dangerous. You being you is fucking dangerous. I don't think people understand that enough. It's not that I say certain things and then, oh, you know, oh, yeah, you can't talk about child sex trafficking and human trafficking. You can't talk about what's going on in the music entertainment industry. You can't talk about gatekeeping in social media or in the fucking NBA, in the sports entertainment world, entertainment, sports, entertainment. It's not even fair competition. You cannot expose these things and still be you, the individual. Now, if I was saying all these things and I was saying all these things as a black perspective and talking about how black I am and I'm so black, they would have no problem elevating me, because I still will assign to that illusion, that matrix reality of the whole black race type shit. I can easily go down that route and make millions of dollars, and it won't take me that long, and build up a whole brand and create sponsorship or sign myself with some type of brand deals and have sponsorship deals. I can easily go down that route, but I refuse to. I can go down the route of being a conspiracy theorist and being a conservative or libertarian and talking up those things and stuff and just stick with that and make money. But I refuse to. I can easily go down the route of just making hip hop music and just staying modern, keeping up with the times and stuff and doing what sells right now. But I refuse to, because these things put me in a category and put me in a box and allows them to label me and plug me into the system and keep me a part of it all. You being you is the most dangerous thing, because when you are you and you recognize you, the individual, and you think for yourself, you feel for yourself, you hold yourself accountable. What does that fucking mean? That means you cannot be control. You cannot be manipulated. That is fucking dangerous, because you cannot have a population of a species of billions of people and these motherfuckers are all like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do what I want to do. But the reality is, that's what we need to have. That's something that we need to try. Because all we're doing is switching out one form of control for another form of control for another form of fucking control. But at the end of the day, you're still just being controlled, never really doing what you want to do, never really getting a chance to experience this reality and enjoy it for what it is, never getting a chance for you to experience your reality and enjoy it for what it is, and continuing to have to come back and do this human iteration over and over and over, what we call reincarnation. You see, you can't even throw me into the spirituality community because I don't fit into their category either. Because usually when you hear the spirituality shit, it's all, you know, we got to come together in peace and namaste type shit. And they're not necessarily cussing like the way I fucking cuss. Or they're not sound aggressive the way I sound fucking aggressive, right? You can't fit me into those things. But at the same time, me being the individual is also dangerous, because you can see how I can easily connect to all these different so-called categories, subgroups, subgenres of people, of cultures. You could pop me anywhere in the world and I will get along with those fucking people, because I recognize that we're all connected and we all have something or some things in common. But once we find that commonality, now I can build a rapport and relationship with you. That's why someone like me is so dangerous. But guess what? You are someone like me. The second you stand up, the second you say, you know what? Fuck all this. None of this shit makes sense. I'm going to think for myself, and wherever I think and come up and figure out, I don't have to share it. I can't share it. It doesn't matter. Because I am making sure that I'm paying attention to me and being aware of my surroundings and what the fuck is going on. Dangerous times. Dangerous fucking times. What they say, the war for your mind. You being you, the individual. You being you, speaking facts. You being you, standing up for yourself and others. You being you, being the individual, doing all those things. And then putting yourself and your face out there on the internet. I don't even hide behind no underdog podcast or underdog anything. I used to be underdog or D-Jack. That's it. But I made a transition a while back. I'm like, nah, man, I'm putting my fucking name out there. Y'all gonna remember my fucking name. I'm gonna put it out there. But it's not just about an ego trip for me or some narcissistic trait. Oh, you gotta remember my name. I'm gonna be the greatest human being ever. I'm not gonna lie. You can easily argue that perspective as well. And I'm okay with that. But it's about putting a name and a face so you know I stand by what the fuck I say. And here is proof. Here is me. I am showing you who I am. I am telling you who I am. I am telling you I am this person. This is me. This is the uniqueness. This is what makes me special. And it's the same thing that makes you special. But that's why my shit will never fucking blow up. Because that is so dangerous. And when you wrap your head around that concept and realize how dangerous that is, then what? Right? Because I'm not a messiah. I'm not a martyr if they kill me, something like that. It's like, I'm not none of those things. Because it's not about me. It's about you. You recognizing you. You being aware of who you are. They don't want that. They want us to fall asleep. Pay attention to their artists. Pay attention to their garbage ass music that they put out in hip hop and other genres of music and shit, which is whatever. They want us to think about that type of shit. Right? All over the world. Doesn't matter what government you're in. Doesn't matter what country you're fighting for. None of that shit. How can someone tell you how to think, how to live, what to worship, what to care about, where to eat at, where to live at, what type of dwelling to live in, whether or not you get to have electricity, whether or not you get to connect to the internet? You get where I'm going with this shit? Every step of the fucking way in this modern world, someone is telling you how to fucking live. You gotta pay to access the internet. You gotta pay to access some signals that are already fucking going around your head that you cannot see. Because you cannot see that spectrum of the ultra spectrum light. Am I saying that right? Ultraviolet spectrum. God damn, there we go. Fuck it, the light spectrum. We can see certain things in this human form. It just blows my mind. Because from an emotional perspective, I feel so enraged and so passionate about all this. And people, even some of my closest friends and family members, they think I don't care. Sometimes my kids be like, oh, you don't care. I'm like, are you paying attention to what I do? Are you paying attention to what I say? I care about every fucking thing. I'm trying not to care as much as just let shit go. And that's something I've been doing my whole life, is just not worry about stuff. Because there's other things that are so much more important in my mind that I need to care about. But I'm not like everybody. Because some people just don't want to pay attention. They don't care because it's easier on their emotions not to pay attention. Because, like I said, and I know others have said, this is a negative realm. Like this matrix reality simulation that we're encapsulated in is built on negative energy. It's built on the negative sides of our emotions. That's what gives them their energy and stuff to these different beings. Or they turn to positive energy. If you understand what, I guess, essentially is alchemy, manipulating energy. It's just, we have free will. We cannot be controlled. We can only be manipulated. But how you manipulate someone? Are you going to do it logically? Because And if I sit and think about things logically, then you're going to have a hard time trying to manipulate me, unless you're just manipulating all the data, which is, or falsifying the data, which is also, you know, part of the manipulation. So there goes your logical perspective. But we're human beings. Key factor in our human experience are our emotions. So if you can manipulate someone, the best way to do it is through their emotions. Trigger them. Get them to say certain things. Oh, you want someone to stop speaking the truth? You want someone to stop speaking the facts? You want someone to stop speaking that alternative narrative in which you don't agree with, or you don't coincide with, or you're trying to suppress? Oh, well, let's fuck with their emotions. Oh, block, strike. Oh, you violate community guidelines, take that down. Oh, that's misinformation, take that down. Oh, you know what? I don't like what you said, take that down. And it's like, wow. And it doesn't have to be someone reporting you. It could just be a part of the program within the corporation, the company, the software itself, or part of the government, part of your country. I'm finding out my shit is reaching different, like hundreds. What am I in, like 40 different countries now? And whether it be podcasts, between podcasts, music, and the different videos I put up over the internet and stuff, and even on Twitter, it's 40 plus different countries by. It's at least 40 countries by now. Right? That's interesting. That's interesting because I'm not talking about, oh, how many people are listening or whatever are viewing my shit. I'm talking about, hey, there's at least 40 different countries that can resonate with the fuck I'm saying as a person living here in America. Huh. Is that not 40 different cultures that can connect with me, that shows some commonality to me? It's almost like even though we're different, we're still similar. I told you, man, they don't like that shit. They don't want us to know that we're so much similar because they want to always separate it with these isms. Oh, capitalism, communism. It's always something like that. But it still comes down to control and manipulation. So in these dangerous times of the cycle of consciousness, of we trying to rise up in that sense of consciousness, being more aware as opposed to being, you know, more asleep of what's going to what's going on around us. What do we do? What do we do? Because that seems to be the key question. What do we do? But I tell you what we do. Pay attention. That's it. That's all you gotta do. That's it. Pay attention. And you ain't necessarily have to share the information with anybody else. Because as long as you change who you are, you're part of the process of helping changing this species and this world. Isn't that what the quote says? In order to change the world, you got to change yourself first. I don't even know who says the quote. I don't even know whoever is attributed to the quote. Is that actually something that they said? Doesn't fucking matter. Well, I won't say it doesn't fucking matter. I like to get credit where credit is due, but nothing new underneath the sun. So it is what it is, man. Pay attention. And that's it. You'll be fine. Because one person pays attention, another person pays attention, well, eventually it kind of spreads like a virus. In fact, what if the next pandemic, a next global virus or whatever, if they even exist, is just a flow of information? I guess we'll find out. So until next time.
Everybody, so funny.
Welcome home, boy. Yeah, beautiful.
Talking shit, Dave.